The Milk Bar, sponsored by www.wolvesmobile.co.uk. Saving you money on your mobile, making cash for your club.
With the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina. With the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina. Not Zoe at the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina. Not Zoe at the Milk Bar, with Jason and Nina.
Welcome along to episode 76 of The Milk Bar. Nina Blakemore with me. Hello.
Hello, Jason. Are you okay?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit cold.
Is that the reason you're still wearing your lovely coat?
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why. And I've got a massive cup of tea in front of me
So you're enjoying a cuppa and relaxing in a warm coat.
Yeah.
It's
going to snow soon.
I know. Snow due for this week.
Yeah.
There's something to look forward to.
No, I know.
And then the roads will turn into ice rinks. But fingers crossed, we'll be okay.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Right, during today, we will have a few guests to have an atom with. We'll be talking to comedian Dougie Parker.
That'll be exciting.
He should be along with us about halfway through the podcast, maybe three quarters, depending on how we go.
I fancy a bit of a laugh today.
That'd be good. And also, we have music.
Yes, we do. We have Ruby Carver, and we're going to be talking to Ben from the band. A bit later on. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yep.
We've had a little listen to them already. I quite fancy
We snuck a listen, because sometimes we don't listen to the bands
first.
No,
we don't.
But today we checked.
Yes.
But no, they've got some demos, so they're sounding rather good. We'll share those with you a little bit later on. We also have a gentleman by the name of Rhys Scragg, who's with us in the studio. Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, you dropped off. You were texting at the back of the room.
I was on Twitter.
Okay. You behave yourself and concentrate, okay?
I'm concentrating.
We'll be nattering you a bit later on, okay?
No worries.
This man is trying to get his photo taken with as many supporters of Wolves opposition teams as possible. That's about right, isn't it?
And home fans.
And home fans as well. So you're just desperate to have your photo taken with pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
Nina's used to having a photo taken. She'll smile for you later on. Okay. So we'll be chatting with Reese about all of what he's up to and how he's going about that in a bit. But Twitter is a bit of a clue. First of all, though, we're going to find out about an event taking place this coming Friday night. It's in aid of Compton Hospice. And we're joined by Jenny Marson. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Yeah, we've got a good support for this event, but we have a few tickets left, so if anybody is interested in coming along. And it's a dance fusion night with a curry, so we've got a mixture of dance and curry included in the price.
So dance and curry.
Yes.
Now, is it compulsory for those coming along to watch to dance, or...?
They can do either. Mostly it's to watch.
Right.
There will be opportunities to have a go at doing belly dancing or burlesque or samba.
How do you fancy it, Jason?
I don't think it's really going to be my thing to actually
dance. I'd love to put you in one of those little costumes, those belly dancing costumes, and spin you on the dance floor.
Well, I'm going to be dressed quite smartly because I'm getting to host the evening.
And where is this happening?
Right, it's at the Polish Club on the Stafford Road.
Oh, yeah.
Hampton. And so we still have tickets left. It starts at 7:30 onwards. We also have Christmas stalls as well. So it should be a really, really good night.
So an entertaining evening of dance and chance to do your Christmas shopping and probably get some Christmas cards in, which say Compton Hospice on the back too.
Absolutely.
I'm already convinced. That sounds good to me.
Oh, great cause. Yeah, exactly.
It is, yeah.
So you mentioned a few of the types of dancing. So you got people demonstrating this from across the area?
Yes, it's quite a good area. There's ladies coming from Hales Owen, Fedgley, and a lot of local from Wolverhampton as well. Yeah, so it should be really good. And there'll be lots of other events. We've got raffle prizes there, and we've got a free goodie bag for all the ladies there from the Skin Centre in Wolverhampton.
Oh, lovely.
Chapelash, so that would be a nice chance to sample there what they do with their skin products.
Brilliant.
And what food is it, did you say?
Sorry, food is a curry. We can do a vegetarian, there'll be a mild curry, and there'll be a strong curry.
So you can take the heat, you can go for the strong curry.
You can start off with the mild ones and then work your way up.
That's it.
And then dance off the curry.
That's
afterwards.
It, yeah.
There could be quite an aromatic dance floor by the end of the evening, by the sound of it.
I think I might take some incense sticks along and some chocolate mince afterwards.
That would be a good move. So it sounds like it's going to be a really good event, but you've always got something going on down there for Compton, and
we have,
people can
yeah.
support you in many different ways. I know you're looking at a few events as we head in towards 2011.
Yeah, we've got on Tuesday the 7th of December, we've got singles over 30s disco as well, so anybody that fancies just to come along and have a boogie.
If you mean if you were over 30, you could go, couldn't
you? Yeah. Listen to him. I thought he was going to say...
come anyway, wouldn't he?
If I was single. Jason, you and I should go.
Go for a bit of a bop.
Over 30, singles, dancing, yeah. What more could you want?
There we are, and that's at the United Services Club on Great Britling Street, Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
That's just off the ring road, really. And that's just £4.
And that's on the 7th of December, is it, Jenny?
It is. That's Tuesday night. So
brilliant.
It's just cost £4 entry into the show with a bit of a buffet as well.
So
that should be a good night.
Do it on the podcast.
We're not podcasting that night. No, we podcast on the Monday that week. So just so as you know. So that means you can go straight
there. I was going to drag him along then, Jenny. Did you see where I was going with that?
Could do. We're very welcome.
And any others?
We should have a quiz night that's been organised in January. That'd be a big music quiz night, and that'll be hosted by Steve Welsh.
Lovely bloke, top man Steve.
He is indeed, yeah. So we've got to sort out a date with that and a venue.
So keep posted.
Before Christmas, we will indeed keep you posted there. Okay.
Got a lot going on then, haven't you?
Really, yeah.
And there's all that, because you work in the lottery department as well, don't you?
I do, yes.
So there's also the Compton Hospice Lottery. Tell us about that one, how people can win some cash and also support Compton too.
It's pound a ticket, and we will be selling some tickets to our events as well. Included in the price for the Dance Fusion night and the disco are our annual Christmas draw. That's a chance to win £5,000. So tickets are included in the price for those two events, and the draw's on the 15th of December. First prize £5,000, and then you've got other lovely prizes as well that are worth around £300, £250.
Sounds great.
So yeah, and we are in the Mander Centre from the 6th of December to the 11th as well, selling the Christmas draw tickets there, so anybody wants to come along, we'll be by the Tesco there and TJU's in the corner there.
Oh yeah, in the corner, I know.
Yeah, so anybody wants to come along and buy some tickets or just say hello, we'll be doing raffle prizes and things as well as the Christmas draw, giving things away, so
fabulous.
Come along and say hello.
Well, if you do get something for nothing, make sure you put a donation in as well.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, hopefully.
Do your bit to support Compton, because you're doing an absolutely amazing amount of work down there. It's
well supported, and we really appreciate everyone's help in different ways, so there we are.
Well, give us all the details on how people can get in touch on the tickets for Friday night again. So this is on...
if you want to phone us, it's 01902 428 623, and I can reserve tickets for you. You can pick them up on the night.
And how much is it?
And it's £7.50, and that includes the food and 5 tickets to win the Christmas draw as well.
Okay, so it takes place at the Polish Club on Stafford Road in Wolverhampton. It's the telephone number again, 01902, Wolverhampton number 428623, £7.50, and have a chat with Jen, and she will sort you out, because it's going to be an absolutely fabulous evening. DJ's not very good, but other than that, it's going to be a fabulous evening.
Shame about the DJ, Jenny. You could have got someone a bit more professional. But you've got to get a picture of him on the dance floor.
I will, with a belly dance.
Because I will have the microphone, I will be in control of such things. So I will be deciding who makes a fool of themselves that night. But there we go. Should be absolutely brilliant. Jenny, I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Should be a fantastic night. Me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jenny. Good luck with it all. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, let's take our first track from Ruby Carver. We'll be having a natter with Ben very soon.
Satan, shut up. It's the pain in ecstasy, it's the joy in giving up. We're gonna need more discipline. We're gonna need more discipline.
What a lovely way to finish the song. They are Ruby Carver. Enjoy that, Nina.
I like that very much. Yes, I did. It's very good. Nice.
Enjoy that. We like it. Let's talk to Ben. Ben Hyans from the band. Hello, sir.
Hey, how do you do?
Hi, Ben.
Good. Are you all right?
Yeah, this has come as a bit of a shock.
Why a shock? Because people actually want to listen to your music?
Well, it's just been such a sort of sudden thing. I mean, as you say, that demo to me still sounds like it pains me to listen to it because everything seems so unfinished. So
it sounds good to
Matt,
us.
Why don't we just listen?
Yeah,
to
it? He's not happy with it yet. Perfectionist in the making here, I think.
Well, I think it's fantastic. So if it is going to be better than that, it's going to be even more fantastic.
It's going to be exponentially better than that eventually.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing something from there. Now, you're in a band. They are called Ruby Carver. How long have they been together now?
Oh, let's just say we've had a bit of an arrested development. Basically, I used to be in a band called Dead Letter Office,
mm-hmm.
who were together for about 4 years.
Yeah.
Then our drummer decided he wanted to become a sort of international celebrity chef, a la Gordon Ramsay.
And okay, did that work out for him?
Oh no, not at all. It never does.
Right.
So he decided to move down to Bristol to become a chef,
mm-hmm.
and I think he's doing all right. He's not exactly achieved celebrity status just yet, but you know he's making a go of it. And then I was sort of cast adrift for a year. Then we started this new band, Ruby Carver, in January. Then the drummer we had for that dislocated a knee and had to move down to Cornwall.
Why is it people with knee injuries have to move down south?
Why is everybody moving down south?
That would be. She lives in Cornwall and she had to leave her job. And she can afford to live up here anymore. So basically, we've spent about 6 months just writing songs. We've got about 30 or 40 songs, and literally about a month ago we found a new drummer, and we're playing our first gig in Birmingham on the 8th of December.
So that's going to be well worth going along to by the sound of the demos, and it sounds like it would work quite well live. Because a demo actually tells you the way a band's going to sound live, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you sit in the studio and you're layering things, some particularly awful live bands can actually go and make stuff. So, I reckon it's going to work out all right, isn't it?
This is true. I mean, those demos were literally just the three of us, me, Jevon and Kyle, who've been, in the band since January, just sitting in my room, just knocking around on the laptop with Logic on a MacBook and forming them together. There's no, flourishes or anything, studio flourishes or anything like that.
It's a bit like when you take a picture and it's before you've airbrushed it. It's just like the raw kind of...
Strange, I don't have my photos airbrushed. They just stay ugly. are you often airbrushed, young lady?
No, not very often. But they do it. They just tweak bits here and tweak bits there, and it's the same kind of thing, isn't it, Ben?
I suppose it's just like when you take it into the studio, it's just, I suppose, it's an almost auditory version of Photoshop.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a nice way of looking at it.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It works for me, that
one. So where's this gig that you're doing in Birmingham then on the 8th of December?
It's at the Flapper and Firkin in Birmingham, which is just behind the NIA. It's a great venue, actually. I've played there with Dead Letter Office many times.
And it's just one that they do support good quality new music as well, don't they?
Well, actually, we're supporting a band from Canada who have had an unfortunate recent history.
You're playing that gig. Is there much more in the pipeline in the near future?
Well, I think the idea is to just... use this as a launchpad gig a lot more in the new year and hopefully record an album in the spring. That's pretty much the idea at the moment.
Well, with 40 songs, it's going to be a very full album.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be... I'll cull those 40 down to a nice neat 10 and either cast those other 30 into the void or, leave them over for some sort of epic B-side compilation.
That would work. Be one hell of a B-side, isn't it?
Be like the Beatles with all their thing, with all their songs.
Oh, please don't compare us to the Beatles. That's unfair. At least not this early in the game.
Get there, you do a bit more studio work first and see how things work out that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant hearing your music. We're going to enjoy hearing another couple of tunes from you throughout the rest of the podcast. If people do want to find out more or book tickets to the gig, have you got a website they can do all that sort of thing via, or do they need to call?
Well, as I said, the main reason we chose that such a strange name is because it's literally, if you just type it into Google, it's the first thing that pops up.
You've got to spell Ruby Carver first, though. That's the difficult bit.
RUBICAVA. It's if anyone ever played the old LucasArts adventure game Grim Fandango, it's a reference to that.
I didn't. I have no idea what you're on about.
You play Monkey Island, at least. It's like same company.
I'm aware of that. I'm not very good at
computer
games.
I'm a real nerd, as you can probably tell.
It's working out well for you.
Yeah.
Ruby Carver, pop online, check you out there, and the gig itself, is it okay to turn up on the night?
Yeah, basically, I think you can get tickets online. You should be able to.
Now, we'll take another listen to more of your music, and we shall hopefully catch up with you again. We're going to try and get you into the studio at some point, aren't we?
Yeah, we're actually well-versed in the sort of acoustic performance sort of side of it, because we've been without a drummer for so long, so
you're used to ambling on by and somebody thumping the desk to keep in time.
Pretty much, yeah, or just thumping their knees.
Yeah, well, that's probably what causes the damage in the first place.
<Maybe
it is. laughs> So don't do it again. Okay, Ben, lovely to talk to you, mate. Cheers for coming on the phone.
Okay, take care, guys.
And then we'll take that second song from Ruby Carver. This is Sanctuary.
See him.
deep in memories nobody buys. Let loose the waves, let's chance the sky.
They like their outros, don't they?
Yeah, it's different. It might come back in a minute, you never know. No?
And it goes into the distance. Ruby Carver and Sanctuary.
I love the name. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. And the way they spell it, R-U-B-I-C-A-V-A.
And something to do with computer games. Lost me at that bit.
Yeah, I'm not really one of those kind of
I can't do computer games. Well, I've got a PS3 and I've got a Wii, and I can use both of them, but the PS3 tends to be for playing Buzz.
Do you know what I'm addicted to at the moment?
What?
Angry Birds on my iPhone.
Oh, it is quite good. I know someone who's very addicted to that and bought the full version.
I bought the full version.
I just can't actually bother pointing the things in the right place. I've tried, but
I've
failed.
Do you know what makes me laugh is the pigs, the way that they laugh. It makes me laugh. It reminds me of my dad.
Okay. You haven't thrown an angry bird at your dad, though?
Not just yet.
Not even a disgruntled turkey?
There have been quite a few times, but no.
You've been tempted, but no.
Anyway, that's just my little thing.
Can't do computer games, though.
I know, but it just keeps me entertained when I'm on the train down to London.
There's one about making pizzas, and I've played that a few times. It was a free download.
Yeah.
And you got to try and rescue a pizza parlor.
Oh, really?
I go food, you go flying birds. That's the way it's going to happen every time. I must die. Well, there we go. Now, so we have a gentleman in the studio with us by the name of Rhys Scragg. Hello, sir.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, yourself.
Oh, I am all right.
You all right, Rhys? It's nice to have somebody in the studio.
You like people in real life, don't you?
I really do. It was nice to have the band last week and Rhys this week.
Well, if you will come in next week, I'm trying to get a band for you again.
All right.
Friends of last week's band.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And last week's band write them, so they
like
should be good.
Them. Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh, look forward to that.
So I'll tell you more about that later on.
Uh-huh.
If you mention the band on the podcast, they don't turn up. That's the way it goes. We've done this before.
Okay.
You never mention the name first.
Well, let's keep it tight-lipped then.
Between us.
After
the podcast, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Rhys, you, as we've mentioned, I've been trying to get your photo taken with as many football supporters as possible. Explain why you want to do this.
Okay, well, it started off a few seasons ago. In the middle of the summer, beginning of the season, 4-0 up at half-time laughing.
Mm-hmm.
My friend decided to think, go on, Rhys, take your shirt off.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, that's cool. Nice and summery, nice and warm. Then it kind of went into the winter and throughout the season, the following season, and now this season too. And I thought, I got a bit bored of just taking my shirt off during the football games, freezing my absolute butt off. And I decided to take some pictures with different fans, home and away.
Of you half naked?
Of me half naked.
You're still half naked in the winter?
I'm half naked during the winter, yeah.
Oh my goodness me. Where do you sit?
Right at the front of the South Bank.
Oh my goodness.
So you're not going to go and check him out, are you?
No.
You're going to be a good girl.
Yeah. I'm old enough to be his mother.
But I had a peculiar message on Twitter from him last night because he asked whether or not he should wear clothes today.
No, it wasn't kind of like in that turn. It's more, would you like me to wear, as in anything particular, as in my shirt?
Well, have you got your shirt?
Cause I do have my shirt with me.
Right, show us the shirt that you wear for match days, because you've had your photo taken with this shirt and the other supporters, haven't you?
Oh, it's a special shirt.
He's got some writing on the back. He's got his Wolves shirt.
It's my Wolves shirt, then on the back. It's fresh out the wash, so it's all creased still.
What does it say?
Shirt off for Wolves.
And are you trying to get yourself on Soccer AM with this? Is this what you're doing?
Well, no, but it would be cool, to be fair, to get on Soccer AM. You normally see me on Match of the Day quite a lot, because I'm right at the front. You see me normally, everyone wrapped up, and then just a fresh white sheet of male skin behind the goal.
You're proud of your pale features, then.
So every match, let me get this right, every single match you take your shirt off and then have pictures taken with every single different fan that you can find.
Who's
possible.
Prepared to have their photo taken with?
It started off beginning of the season at Stoke. And at half time I was like, I'm bored at half time, what should I do? So some friends of mine, I was like, I'm going to get some pictures of different fans, Wolves fans and away fans. So I just got my mates, got the first picture, then I've had another picture with a little baby of a bloke who sits towards me. I thought it's pretty funny. He's little, he's probably about a year or 2 years old. It's pretty cool. And I've got like just different people. Like last weekend against Blackpool, I've been speaking to a friend on Facebook. I've got to know pretty well, and fair met up like and got a picture of him after the game. He's giving a bit of banter, like, as they did beat us, unfortunately.
Yes.
Hold on. Do they have to take their tops off as well?
No, they don't. They don't. If they want to, they can. But
oh
not,
God, I was getting all confused.
Oh no.
So how many pictures of fans with yourself have you got now?
Because you haven't looked, you've been doing this, how many matches now?
Well, it started off beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get one every game.
Yeah.
And so I haven't been to many away games this season, financial wise. So like I think I've got about 7 so far.
Right. But how many do you want to get? This is the aim.
As many as possible. As many as possible, really. So if someone comes up to make Reese, can I have a picture? I'll go for it. If I go up to someone, excuse me, can I have a picture with you? Tell them the reason. If they don't know why, they'll be like, most of the time, they'll give me a bit of a weird look, or, yeah, okay, then why not? And then, yeah, get some.
We could
really
do a tag team, couldn't we, on match day?
Send him out.
Send him out, like, across, like, the whole of the thing, and just get people to take picture. Get a photographer, and be like a constant thing of people.
It reeks everywhere. Yeah. And are you trying to get these online in one blog, aren't you, really?
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to have to try and set a blog up, like.
But, at the moment, they're featuring your Facebook and your Twitter
Facebook
page. But
and
it's,
Twitter, yeah.
That's only your friends. If you go global, this, you're a bit more interested.
Yeah. You should put him in touch with that really nice journalist guy that we had in last week.
Oh, yeah, he's down at Sky today, so he might be able to help out.
Yeah, he's
Rob.
Sports,
oh,
isn't
cool.
he?
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be good. He'd get you up and running and get more people involved.
Yeah, he could certainly. So he actually has a blog as well, so he could probably sort you out with a bit of coverage. And you're going to see if you get a picture with a few more at the game on Saturday.
Hopefully, yes.
Because I do know that you were stalking Susie Perry on Twitter.
No, I wasn't stalking.
Because
it all comes out.
Yeah, when she was in, we were sat there having a chat through, and she says, "And I had this message on Twitter about from some bloke asking me to have my photo taken with him, and he'll be topless." So she did actually read your Twitter.
Yeah, she
tweet.
Did. She did reply. It was, well, I'd say kind of reply. It was more of an okay reply. And like she said, I'll try and come down to it, and like she didn't.
Well, she went down early, so you probably were getting a pie still at that point.
No, I came down early for that.
Yeah,
I came down early for the Arsenal game when she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had pictures taken with Wolves players then?
Not with my shirt off. Last season when we played Bolton at home, Hanneman came over and gave me a shirt. I don't know if that because he felt sorry for me and he thought I was cold or what.
I thought you couldn't afford a shirt.
Yeah, but he gave me a shirt last season. On Twitter, I managed to speak to Kevin Davis, Bolton, the other week, and he said he'll try and come over to me. If not, he said he'll come and meet me outside after the match, which I was able to get a picture with him.
Oh, that's nice.
Not with my shirt off, but I got a picture with him.
See, I mean, it's a bit strange, the whole wanting your clothes off thing.
Yeah.
How old are you?
18.
Is this part of your adolescent last spurt of youth that I'm going to have my photo taken whilst half naked with as many people as possible?
I don't know. But it started when I was like 15.
It's a little bit different though, isn't it?
Yeah. It started off when I was 15, and it kind of went into a bit of pressure and people expected me to do it.
Right.
So then I thought, oh, why not? Just
so if you're out down, you know, clubbing on a Saturday night, if they don't know who you are until you get your shirt off.
I wouldn't say that. But
yeah, then you have celebrity status.
That'd be pretty funny, to be fair. I have been recognised a few times. Like sometimes I've been walking around Wolverhampton and someone said to me, "Oh, do you sit in the South Bank at the front of the South Bank with your shirt off?" I was like, "Yeah." "You're mad, you are, you're mad." I'm like, "Sorry, okay, my fault, my bad. I do apologise. I've done it at work as well. I've been at work before and someone's recognised me. And that's a bit creepy, how they recognise me at work." But
I think it's great. It's a great idea. If you've got a charity on board as well and got sponsorship and then could get to so many pictures, that would be a great way of making money, wouldn't it?
It would work.
For a charity. Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's an idea, isn't it, Reese?
Definitely.
So get the blog going. See what you do to get some charity support. Yeah. Let us know how you're getting on. See how many you can get.
Yes.
And see how many people are prepared to have their photo taken with an 18-year-old who's not got office clothes on.
You need to get all the young girl fans and not tell your
groupies.
Yeah, but don't tell your missus.
Not
otherwise
tell your girlfriend.
Yeah,
there'll be trouble.
That won't go down very well.
What does she think of all this?
She just looks at me and just shakes her head. To be fair, and just stays out of it. It's like normally after match day, she either speaks to me or avoids me, depending on results.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah,
I think it's great. It's just a little bit of fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And you've been investing in some headgear to make sure you keep as warm as possible during the cold season.
Over the summer, I went to Ukraine and Russia, coaching football out there, and just reminded me of that. And I thought I had to get one.
So it's a big furry hat thing.
Big. It's like.
Has it got a name?
No, it just.
Is it those things with ears that are like dogs?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It just, all you have to just think of a Russia and a Russian bloke wearing this big,
I can imagine,
hat.
It's like a furry deerstalker almost.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
I know the type, and I've seen you in it. It's quite furry.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to look out for you now when I'm there. I'm going to go and look and say, "There's that nutter Reese."
You can't miss
it's minus 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Gone blue, but there. Now you mentioned your football coaching. So that's another love of your life, is it? Actually going out and teaching football to kids.
I've been doing it for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off coaching just a junior football team, which I still do. And then this year, I wanted to do it as a job-wise, and hopefully a few years to come, go self-employed, which I've been looking into as well. So like over the summer, I applied for a temporary contract in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I was coaching football out there, which I did that for about just over a month.
That is one amazing thing to do at your age, to go so far away.
Absolutely amazing. Did you enjoy it?
That is amazing. I was with a bloke from Milton Keynes, bloke from Scotland, girl from Scotland, girl from Hereford, a girl from Denmark who studied in Birmingham, girl from Brazil, and a girl from Puerto Rico.
So quite a mixed group of people as well, and hopefully the common language is English, which made life a bit easier.
They all spoke English, but I was at a summer camp and the kids were learning English. And I was doing the sports side to it. So you had some kids from 5-6 years old who could just start speaking English and just about speak a bit of English, to kids who could speak better English than me, 13-14 years old. So I was getting the kids who could speak really good English translate to the kids who couldn't speak English. It's interesting, but so funny at the same time.
How lovely to be able to do that. What a lovely opportunity. So will you be going back to do something similar again?
Hopefully, yeah. Approached a bloke who's living in Kentucky in America, and maybe hopefully going out there for a bit next year.
Great. And take your shirt off and have more pictures taken.
Yeah.
You've got to keep continuing that now.
It's going to be your theme.
Yeah.
I've done it all over the place.
Sell advertising space as well. Yeah. I get some tattoos done for different brands. And see
you could be sponsored by Vicks. Rub it on your chest.
Yeah. Could be anything. So there's another thought for you. Give people your Twitter name so people can follow you if they want to, because you will then, once you get your blog sorted, post that on there, I'm sure.
My Twitter now, I've just changed today. It's Reese Wolves, RWCE, Wolves, obviously WLVS, and it's SO4W, meaning shirt off for Wolves.
That all comes out as one word,
all
does
as
it?
One word, Reese Wolves, SO4W.
All right, Reese Wolves, SO4W.
Yeah.
Okay, you can be found that way. You stick around.
I will do.
And we get a photo of you and Nina before the day's out. Is that okay? Nina, you cool with that?
As long as I don't have to take my top off.
You can keep. Well, I'm tempted. Do you want him with or without your shirt on for it?
Oh, without?
Okay, so we'll get him. You'll get that picture later on.
It's a warm environment as well.
No, we're going to take you outside and make you do that in the car park, but there we are. Right, let's take our final track from our featured band before we get hold of Dougie Parker. This one is called Recruit Me.
Recruit
Recruit me from Ruby Carver. You're listening to the Milk Bar. Jason and Nina here. You keep clunking your microphone. I heard that earlier on. What did you do then?
I just put my phone down on the thing.
Oh, it was your phone you were bashing about.
Bashing
my chair squeaks, so I'm, yeah, we're even, I think, based on that.
I wasn't. Do you know what? I've heard my microphone clunking, but I haven't been doing anything with it.
Okay.
Honest, Gov.
All right, then. You can clunk as much as you like. I don't mind. To the phones we go once more, and Doug Parker joins us. Hello, sir.
How are we doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. It's lovely to be with you. And what is a very chilly, chilly evening.
Yeah, because last time we met up, you actually came down to the Milk Bar and joined us, and you were wearing shorts, and it was a lovely summer's night.
Yes, and of course you've been denied that pleasure. Tonight I've got the leopard skin leotard and the green slingback Wellington.
It's all right, Doug. We've got Jason and something similar back here.
Well, you know what it's like. It's not pleasant for everyone, but he enjoys it.
Exactly. And who are we to take that away from him?
Well, it's an old man's small pleasure.
Thank you so much. I think I could fall out with you here, but there we go. And I was going to say nice things about you, because we heard earlier on from Jenny from Compton Hospice, and you actually did gig for them back on the 5th of November, didn't you?
Well, I was only a small part of that. A lot of people were involved. It was a smashing show down at the Pavilion at the Goodyear. Raising some money for Compton Hospice. It's such a worthy cause. You don't need to sell it, do you?
No.
But we had all sorts of fine people on there. You'll have the list. Had a lovely Meatloaf tribute. Craig, was there.
Craig Halford, top bloke.
Yeah, and the guy Chris, who does David Essex and all that stuff, a lovely dancing troupe. I just did a small piece at the beginning. I had to fly away, almost literally.
Because you were offered another gig.
I was gigging elsewhere, yes, over to Marston Green. But it was a pleasure to do that, and a lovely night. And keep supporting your local Compton Hospice. They need the money this year particularly, because the roof's been a bit leaky, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that your listeners will support that cause.
Yeah, and as we mentioned earlier on, there is an event taking place this Friday night, and I'm going to be down there for that one, so I'm looking forward to seeing all the dancing taking place at the Polish Club, so that should be good fun down there.
That's on the Stafford Road.
It is.
No excuses. That's easy to get to in a nice big car park.
I was worried about car parking. Is it good? I should be all right, shouldn't
I? You'll be fabulous there, and as many people as can, go along and have a look at Jason. He dresses up. He does a wonderful Tina Turner tribute.
Oh dear, no, don't, it's all lies.
I've seen the high heels poking out of his
I borrowed them
sack.
Off you, what are you on about?
The only trouble is you can't say he's simply the best. He's a willing trier.
Okay, so pick on me time now. It does actually cheer Nina up. She's got a nice smile on her face, because it's a cold month, so it is important to have a bit of a smile on your face, isn't it? And you're a man who certainly raised one or two of those.
I tell you what, you've got to make an effort as well, because as people keep telling me, it'll soon be Christmas. And there's nothing guaranteed to make me feel more of an old grump than people saying, it'll soon be Christmas, you must be cheerful.
I'm with you on that, Doug, 100%.
And I'm not sure how old you are, Nina, and goodness me, I wouldn't ask you live on air.
Aww.
But you get to a certain point in your life when you kind of dread it in a way, but you're making an effort for the children.
Exactly.
Say Christmas is for the kids, and bless them, it is. It's not for the big people. You get the dustbin man saying, Happy Christmas. Always get that. You know it's Christmas because the dustbin men start speaking, don't they?
Yeah, well, you don't see them the rest of the year, I suppose, but there we are. Do you actually enjoy giving to the little collections that they come round at the door, or do you even turn away the paper boy when he asks for a Christmas tip?
Well, the dustbin man always says, I'm the man who empties your bin. He always says that, and I say, no, you're not. I'm doing most of the work now. Because years ago, they used to hump a big metal bin. You'd remember, Jason, those old days. They'd take it on the back to the wagon, tip it, and then they took it back to your door. Well, these days they've got a hydraulic didger, and you have to carry it to the end of the road. So what are they actually doing? I've got a recycling plant at the side of my house, have you?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You don't throw your rubbish away now, you file it.
Yeah.
You've got your bottles and your cans and your cardboard and your paper. You need a landfill site next to the patio.
It's
bonkers. So when he comes with his can, I hide behind the settee. That's the best place to be till February.
Certainly is.
I'll join you.
No, I. But is there much going on over the Christmas period for you? You got a busy one?
Yeah, it's always busy. All entertainers, that's the upside for us. It's always busy. We started the...
You've got to pay for the tax bill in January, that's why.
You've heard about that, haven't you?
Mm.
It's a rotten thing, that is. I mean, where else would they do that to you? The only time in the year when you're working is up till Christmas. And then straight away in January, they say, can we have most of that off you, please? That's really kind, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, we started the autumn-winter tour in September. And we're well into that now. All over the place we go. I'm locally on Thursday down at Chase Park in Cannock. Have you heard of that?
I'm aware of Cannock.
Well, the tenors are there. A couple of great tenors, Joe Johnson and Robert Follows. And I'm doing a bit of my nonsense. Then I go off to Hartlebury, down by Kidderminster Way. Then over to Claverden. That's down Henley and Arden. The Downs at Bridge North. I won't give you my full tour. But needless to say, it's a busy time, and we're very grateful, aren't we?
It's good to have the work, and it's good fun to go out there. And I'm sure that people will have their festive season just that little bit happier for seeing your good self.
I tell you, if people are local and they want to come along, can I do a plug?
Do a plug, Doug. Let's have a plug.
Right. Briley Hill Civic Hall. That's on Saturday, December the 11th. It's an all-star cast, including myself, with Tommy Munden, the legend, Paul Ray, who's an illusionist, a couple of great singers, Wayne Tulsa and Elspeth, and Aenuk's there.
Yes.
We all know Aenuk. And Emma Rollison, who's doing a tribute to Dolly Allen. If there's anybody out there who remembers Dolly Allen, one of the great comedians of the area.
You went to school with her, didn't you?
Thank you very much. Emma Rollison's doing a tribute. That's December the 11th, Saturday, 7:30, Briley Hill Civic Hall. It's only a tenner for your ticket. There's no better value in the borough, is there? No,
I would have thought not. Ed, get hold of those tickets if they want to come along.
Well, they can either get them on the door.
Mm-hmm.
There is a box office number, which is 01384-812-812. I'll repeat that, 01384-812-812. Do you want the website?
Give us the website, Doug.
Nobody will take any notice, but it's www.dudley.gov.uk/entertainment. There you are. But if you turn up on the night at Briley Hill Civic Hall on that Saturday the 11th, there's a big car park. And we'll have a busting night.
I'm sure it'll be a very full car park based on the entertainment that's lined up for that evening, but it should be really good fun. Doug, thank you for having a chat with us this evening.
It's a pleasure to be with you both, and let's not be grumpy. Let's all together, after a count of three, say Happy Christmas prematurely to all our listeners. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy Christmas.
Prematurely.
Yes, Doug.
I don't think their heart's in it. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah, see you soon,
thanks,
mate. Cheers.
Bye, Nina.
Thanks,
bye.
Ta-ra. There we go. Lovely man, Doug Parker.
Isn't
well worth
fabulous.
Going along to see.
Oh,
it's well worth going along to one of Doug's shows. Good, clean family comedy as well.
Do you know what? That's what's lovely. Mm-hmm. Nothing, you know, no swear words or anything sort of like that. Just really nice, clean family fun, as you say, which we don't hear enough of these days.
No, there's too much effing and jeffing on telly, isn't there?
Yeah, I do have to say, I was pretty on the telly. I was watching something last night, and I thought I couldn't believe the amount of swear words that this one particular comedian was coming out with. But yeah, so things like that I think are fabulous, especially with the run up to Christmas, get us all into a festive mood.
Yeah, it's like the whole panto tradition as well. That's a nice bit of fun.
No, it isn't.
I quite like it. But I must try and get along to the grand sometime in the near future.
Play the game.
Okay, sorry. Oh yes, it is. Are you not appearing in panto this year?
Funnily enough, no.
I think we could get you a gig.
What, as the back end of the cow?
I could see you as one of the glamorous young ladies who always seems to end up playing a boy, that sort of thing. That would work well, wouldn't it?
I thought you were going to say an ugly sister then. Then
not
I really was going to throw something at
No, we've got
you.
Reece lined up for that job. Which, do you fancy being an ugly sister? Cause
no,
you can't
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, he'll do that.
What are you going to be with your high heels?
I do not, and have never ever worn high heels.
Jason,
okay?
Come on.
Not the case.
I saw you.
What, have you?
Yeah.
Into the microphone again, you've drifted off.
Didn't even flinch when I said about high heels earlier.
That's because I'm a professional, but I've never worn high heels. So what were you doing wearing a women's clothes?
I got bored.
Okay.
Is that high heels with no clothes on as well? Is that why you're sitting in the South Bank?
No comment.
So you mentioned you got a charity do last week.
Yes, I did.
Tell us all how that one went.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was a show that I was doing in London for a charity called Canine Partners. I think I mentioned it last week, didn't I?
You did.
And it's basically a lovely charity that help train dogs to help disabled people. Like, they help them take the clothes out of the washing machine, they go to the cash point and get the cash out for them, carry their bags and everything. And we did a big show down in London at a beautiful church called St Mary's in Wyndham Place, and we raised just over £100,000 for the charity.
£100,000.
I know, I was absolutely blown away. So many people gave their time and effort and you know, hard work and knowledge and goodness knows what. I mean, it was just phenomenal. But it actually takes £20,000 to train one dog. So with that, we're going to be able to train five new dogs up.
And so it's five lives transformed, isn't it, really?
Exactly, 100%. But these dogs are just phenomenal. And we had a couple of puppies there as well. And you could tell whenever the puppies were in the room, because the oohs and the ahs that just went on as it was taken past was just, it was quite funny, really. But yeah, and so I'm really, really happy. Worthwhile event. I'm doing another show this week, Jason.
Yeah.
It's on the same day, actually, as the Compton Hospice thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a show at the Beacon Centre for the Blind.
It's all charity dues in Wolverhampton that weekend.
Yeah, it certainly is. So I'm going to be strutting my stuff on the catwalk there.
Doing it for fun, for charity.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
So what are you up to this week?
What have I got going on?
Oh, apart from Friday, you've got this thing.
Friday? Oh,
you're going to be belly dancing.
I'm not belly dancing. I'm wearing my suit and tie, flat shoes, like normal. Thank you very much.
Dear.
Then Saturday football and horse racing. So that should be...
Where are you horse racing at?
Wolverhampton Racecourse. I should be broadcasting down there.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Broadcast.
Do you?
Every Saturday night, pretty much, throughout the winter period.
Dancing and stuff?
No, just broadcasting.
Discos?
No. I sit in a cupboard and announce races and do horses away and wade in. You've got to come down for one of those nights.
I love horse racing. I go to a lot of horse racing.
Mm-hmm. So you come along and see my cupboard.
Okay, I'll come and see your cupboard.
It's not that exciting.
What? And what's the... Who are the Wolves playing this week?
We have Sunderland on Saturday.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. So looking for 3 points from that one, please.
Good.
I think that's about it. I can't think of what else I've got going on this week.
I have to tell you, I went to a fancy dress party on Saturday.
Yeah. What did you go as?
A pirate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a nice safe one. And
it was hilarious. It was well received. I had dark hair. Can you believe it?
It's unusual.
I actually had dark hair. And nobody recognised me.
I didn't recognise you because you got your glasses on today.
I know, I've got my glasses on today.
I'm very stylish now as well. I'm used to them now, but there we go.
I look completely different.
You do. And you're out on Saturday night as well.
What am I doing on Saturday night? Oh, yes! Oh, gosh, yes.
You've got Beacon's event.
Yes, I'm going to Live 2010 at the LG Arena.
Yeah,
because I want to go and see if I can meet the wanted.
Now, we've managed to get you tickets, which was difficult because it's sold out. Thank you, James Carpenter, for looking after
James
Nina.
Thank you, James Carpenter. I really appreciate it.
Catch him on Drive Time. We have spoken to him on here before. He's a top bloke. He's our James.
I shall send him a little message.
And he's...
Well, it's thanks to you for putting me in touch with him.
Well, I gave him a quick call. Said, can you look after Nina for me? She's lovely. And he said, yeah, no problem.
Oh, that's really kind. So hopefully, if I am here next week, I can tell you about how I managed to schmooze the wanted...
That's who you want to meet, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just going to join in with the cheering and screaming at that.
I know. I do think that the actual average age of the audience will be half of what I am, but never mind.
And then it's worked. 11.
Oh.
I'm trying to get the good books. Yeah. Do you think it's working?
Maybe.
We've got an R.
Which is a start.
We've got a flicker of an eye.
So, one thing we have to do before we send everyone back in the cold, Rhys, you want to do a photo with Nina?
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. We'll need the camera. We'll do that. He's preparing to take his clothes off for you here. I want to hear Nina's reaction to you naked. Meanwhile, we'll say thanks to everyone for taking part in the podcast. Go on, get your clip off. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget you can join me on Friday for that event for Compton. And it should be good fun down there. Nina, thank you for joining us once more.
Thank you, Jason.
And he's got the jumper off.
Nearly there.
It's nearly there. Here comes the shirt. There you go. He's all yours, Nina.
Oh my gosh, you've got a semi-naked bloke in the studio.
Are you able to join us for next week's podcast, do you think? Fingers crossed.
If there's more semi-naked blokes,
we'll
then,
see
yes.
what we can set up. Rhys, you behave. We'll be back for episode 77 next week. Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.